Welcome to the Wellness Enclave with Dr. Sewell. The Wellness Enclave will explore emotional health and its impact on everyday life. In the Enclave, we will address how emotional health is connected to other parts of your life, such as physical health, relationships, spirituality, and even decision making. Our goal in the Wellness Enclave is to help you become a healthier, happier you through motivation, education, and innovation. And now, the Wellness Enclave with Dr. Sewell.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Wellness Enclave. This is Dr. Donna Sewell, where emotional wellness is our top priority. Today, we're going to talk about emotional wellness and goal setting. One of the things you may be asking yourself is exactly what is emotional wellness? It's the ability to feel and express the full range of human emotions and to control these feelings and not be controlled by them. So it doesn't mean that you aren't to express feelings. You should always be able to express your feelings, but it's how we express our feelings and it's how much control we have over these feelings. Again, we do not want our feelings to control us. An emotionally healthy individual is able to express feelings freely and manage their feelings effectively. A healthy emotional state will allow us to arrive at personal choices and decisions based upon the synthesis of feelings, thoughts, philosophies, and behaviors. So when we talk about emotional wellness, we're not just talking about mental health. We're talking about your state of being. These things are very important. In your emotional state of being, there are 10 areas that I recommend everyone looks into. And the reason for that is because we are made up of several different parts. We're not just made up of one component. Goal setting is very important when you're looking at being emotionally healthy, because you want to look at these areas and determine what are some of the things that I need to work on, what are some of the things I need to improve upon. So today what we're going to talk about are these 10 areas. I'm going to identify how you should set them up in terms of goal setting. In addition to that, I will explain to you what goal setting actually is, and I will also discuss the benefits of goal setting with you. So, here we go. Again, there are 10 areas. One of the areas is housing. And keep in mind, all of these areas that I'm talking about, they actually may not pertain to you. These are just areas I recommend. So, look at housing for review. You may be looking at moving into an apartment, buying a home. You may be looking at purchasing a second home or just repairing your home. This can be very important for one's emotional wellness, because if you're living in your mom's basement and you're 55, you may be a little sad. So, one of the things we want to look at then is, how do I want to move forward? Now, there are some significant things going on, and you've had to move in with certain people or with your parents, that's fine. But if you're just living in the home and you're like, hey, I'm not happy living here as an adult, that's when we need to start moving forward. Financial. I tell everyone this is a very important area to look at. Investing, saving money, those areas are very important. And just in terms of how we may spend monies, because sometimes that can play a huge factor in our emotional wellness. When we're living paycheck to paycheck, that can be very stressful, because we know if anything happens, then we're going to have some problems, because we may have to rob Peter to pay Paul, so to speak. And again, that can cause a lot of problems and it can be very stressful for your emotional health. Another area we need to look at, career and jobs. Everyone may not be happy in the job or the career that they have now. A lot of times we've gone to school, spent a lot of money on school loans and things of that nature, and then we come to find like 10 or 15 years later our work is not satisfying us, or our job is not satisfying us, or it's something that we don't like. Please keep in mind, it's never too late for a person to change, or for you to change your direction or your goals. And it's fine to set up goals to determine or to find another career. I've worked with several individuals one example comes to mind. I've worked with a young lady who went to school for journalism. She was a journalist for like 20, 25 years. She determined or decided that she didn't like that, so she actually went back to school to do something in social services. She was volunteering initially with HIV/AIDS service organizations. She determined that she really liked that. She went back to school, and that was helping to fulfill her. So always keep in mind, just because you've been working a job for 15 or 20 years, it doesn't mean that you can't change careers. You always have options. As long as you're living and breathing, you always have options. It may be difficult to make that change, but you can always make that change. Another area to look at, legal. Many of us have legal issues. That could be going through divorce. We may be dealing with some things with our children. Some of us may have DUIs. We may be on parole, probation. Again, all of these are legal issues. Even estate planning. We can be doing estate planning with our parents. That's legal. So again, this is an area that I suggest the person looks into. Education. This does not necessarily mean going back to school to get a formal degree. This could mean getting certifications. For instance, in my field, therefore, I am forever having to go back and get continuing education units. We could be looking at that. We could be looking at a formal degree. And we also could be looking at some vocational training as well. So education could be any number of things. The next component, or the next area to look at, religion or spirituality. If this area is not pertaining to you, that's fine. For others, spirituality may be very important to them, or religion may be very important to them. This may be an area that helps a person complete their emotional wellness. Again, this may not be pertaining to you, but if it is, it can be something very important. And we'll talk later about certain goals that you may be able to set up for that. Physical health. That's the next area. Physical health does not necessarily mean losing weight. A lot of times when people say physical health, we're like, okay, I need to lose some weight. That may be an issue, but other goals that you can set for yourself could be exercising more, even eating healthier. And always keep in mind, just because you're not overweight, it doesn't mean that you're healthy. So again, you still may need to work on some areas such as exercising more and eating healthier. The next area, mental health. We talked a little bit or quite a bit about mental health on last week. So what I always say with mental health is, what is it that you can do that's going to make you happy and, for lack of a better word, keep you sane? Of course, if you're going to a therapist and the therapist is helping, then continue to see that therapist. If you are taking medications, if you have a mental health diagnosis and you're taking medications, then of course continue to take those medications as prescribed. But also, when we look at mental health, we could be looking at things such as meditation in terms of keeping me at peace. So those are things we could be looking at as well for mental health. Another component, hobbies and interests. What I've realized is, as people become older, we lose interest in things outside of watching television and paying bills. You would be surprised at how often I ask someone around 35 or older and say, okay, what is your hobby? What is your interest? What do you do for yourself? What is it that you do to help yourself relax? And often I get a blank stare, like literally 15, 20, 30 seconds. A person can't tell me what they do to relax, because we get into a rut. We get into a routine. Most of us do as we become older. That routine is paying bills, which we should do. That routine is watching television. That routine is maybe having a couple of drinks here or there. That routine is sleeping. That is not good. So hobbies and interests are something that we really have to reconnect with as we become older, because those hobbies and interests, they free the space up in our minds. They free the worry up in our minds. Whenever we're doing something that we like, we're relaxing, and that frees up a lot of space. When you're worried about a number of things, you can't focus on anything. If I'm constantly worried about paying bills, if I'm constantly worried about what's going to happen in the future or what has happened in the past, it is very difficult for me to have a healthy emotional state. And I'm not freeing my mind up for anything else, because I'm allowing this clutter in my mind to take over. And last but not least, the last component is relationships. Relationships are very important. I am not just talking about if you have a significant other, such as a spouse or a partner. I am also talking about friends. I'm talking about colleagues, relationships. That connectivity is very important. If you are surrounding yourself with individuals who are negative, then you will in effect become a negative person. Negative people are generally not happy. If you are in a relationship where somebody is really stressing you out unnecessarily and you have vocalized to that person respectfully that, hey, maybe we need to make some changes, whether it's in the way that we communicate or deal with each other, and it's still a problem, it's still stressing you out, that may be a relationship you have to look at a little closer. In this particular section, what I recommend is this. There are some relationships that we want to achieve or some relationships that we want to strengthen. And in other times when I say relationships, you may want to look at individuals that you have to minimize your amount of time with or you just need to cut out of your life. In many instances, we will remain friends with someone that did a favor for us 18, 20 years ago, and now we're going in different directions. This person is stagnant, and as a result, it's kind of holding us back a little bit as well. It doesn't mean that we're better than the person. It just means that we're going in a different direction. So those are 10 areas that I recommend individuals look at. And again, please keep in mind that all these areas may not be pertaining to you. You can have more than one goal in any of these areas that I just mentioned. So one of the things I like to tell people is look at goal setting as a way you're devising a roadmap to your life. So, and that's something that I like to tell people. I also tell people this with goal setting is something that you need to do after you reach a certain age around 35. I recommend a person does this about every five to 7 years. And simply because, again, we kind of get stuck in a rut. We start thinking to ourselves, life, is this it to life? And it's not. We have to open our eyes and we have to set aside time to go out and experience other things. So now let's get into the guidelines for developing goals. You can have more than one goal in any of these areas. That's fine. You can have more than one goal in any of these areas. Understand your strengths, weaknesses, limitations, and barriers so that you know what and who to place in your plan. And the reason I say you need to know who to place in your plan, not physically, but who is it that you need to tell about your plan? You need a support system. You need someone to tell about your plan. And the reason for that is because you need someone to hold you accountable. It's easy for me to devise a plan and set up a plan and not follow through with it. If someone knows what I'm trying to do or I have a buddy to help me with some of my goals, then they will hold me accountable and it makes it less likely and more difficult for you to basically slack off. If needed, as I just mentioned, identify support that can help you accomplish your goal. Your goals can be 7 to 10 years out. A lot of times I recommend 7 to 10 years out for a person who may be in their 30s, around 30, 35. Once you start moving past 35, I would say the goals need to be somewhere like 2 to 5 years out. And simply because we start having more and more stressors, it seems as though we have more and more stressors as we become older. The goals need to be realistic. So what do I mean by that? What I mean by that is I should not in my goal setting, if I'm looking at housing and I know I'm not making enough money, say, okay, I'm going to buy a $600,000 home in the next 3 or 4 months when I am on a $40,000 a year salary and I don't have any other income coming in. That's not realistic. We want to make sure the goals are realistic because if they're not, you're going to set yourself up for failure. And also, the most important thing when you're setting your goals is to build in for life's happenstances. And I'll get into a little bit more detail about that, but basically what that means is if you think you can accomplish a goal in 3 months, set the goal for 5 months because you never know what may happen. So if you finish that goal in 3 months, that would be great. If you don't finish it, in 3 months, you've given yourself a padding for an extra 2 months, which would be the five. And again, I'll go into a little bit more detail. I'll go into a little bit more detail when we come back from break. And remember, you're listening to Dr. Donna Sewell in the Wellness Enclave, and we'll be right back.
Forget to renew your driver's license, or did you get a ticket that you forgot about? Download the new DDS2Go mobile app to manage your driver's license from your cell phone. The Georgia Department of Driver Services will send alerts directly to you, so no more forgotten renewals or surprise citations. Renew, replace, or change your driver's license address from your phone. DDS2Go on the mobile app store. It's like having a licensing center in your pocket.
Hi there, healthy people. Do you have a healthy product or service? If you are a certified medical professional, fitness trainer, author, or chef, Old Fashioned Health would love to promote your services or product on the Old Fashioned Health Radio Show. Please reach out to us. Call 404-793-3960 or email us at oldfashionedhealth@gmail.com. You can also contact us at oldfashionedhealth.com. Old Fashioned Health, good health inside and out.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the Wellness Enclave with Dr. Donna Sewell. So, Greg, how are you this morning?
Doing well. How are you?
I am doing well. I'm doing well. I hear you have one or two questions for me.
I did. As far as with the different aspects, as far as setting goals, is it best to try to look at everything evenly, like give it the same amount of consideration, or does it depend on the person as far as like looking at something is more important than others, as far as like the housing part is maybe more important than the career part? You know, somebody's more worried about where they live, or the other way around, they're more worried about their job than where they live or what kind of relationships they have with others.
I think you should pay all areas the same amount of attention. However, what I would do, I would look at all, and the reason I say that, let me explain why I say that. The reason I say that is because a lot of times we think we're just having issues in one area, but if we look at all of them, we'll see how some of the areas are connected to one another. And I'm going to talk about that in a few minutes. However, what I will say is this. While you should look at each area equally, it doesn't mean that each area is equally as stressful. So the area that's causing you the most stress, that is the one that I would really be serious about. What is it that I need to do to move forward from the situation that I'm in? But when I say look at them equally, just meaning this, I need to look at them and pay all of them an equal amount of attention to see if I'm neglecting some other parts of my life that I don't realize that are actually impacting my lifestyle. But the one that's causing you the most stress, that's the one, that's the goal I would say start working on first. Let me say that. That's the goal I would say start putting into action first.
Okay. Another question I had was, you had about, as far as with goal setting, like looking to refresh or reset every 5 to 7 years. Mm-hmm. Would there be something wrong if someone was like, it seemed to they were always doing that, like as far as they were always like, well, they get tired of stuff quickly, they get disinterested pretty quickly. Do you see an issue with something like that?
To a certain degree, there is an issue. It's great to always want to improve yourself and or move forward and remain motivated. But if you're constantly doing goal setting, and are you asking whether or not they complete the goal? Are they completing the goal? That's the other question.
Not always.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there would be a couple of things that I would be concerned about. Let's do the scenario of, let's say 50% of the time the goal is not completed. I would be concerned whether or not this person has some issues with follow-through. Because if this person has some issues with follow-through, and this is my therapist coming out, but if this person has an issue with follow-through, that means there's a huger issue that's going on there. It could even be something like ADHD, to tell you the truth. It could be ADHD, and believe it or not, it could be some type of mania. For people who are bipolar, a lot of times they have a lot of mania. They have episodes, manic episodes. So when they're dealing with that issue of mania, you know what they do? They set a lot of goals. They're like, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this. And that high lasts, emotional high, lasts for a few weeks, maybe a month or so, and then it deflates. So there would be several, so I would have several concerns about that. And like I said, again, it may not be a diagnosis, it just may be some underlying issues. Now, if they're completing the goals and they're saying, okay, let me set some more goals and some more goals and some more goals. If it's done, if it's very extreme, and I'm looking at extremes on both ends, if it's extreme, then again, that could be some issues. That could be an issue of never feeling satisfied with oneself, which ties into a whole array of other issues, or always having to do something and not being able to sit still with yourself. Whenever you can't sit still with self, that's an issue right there. So if I constantly have to keep my mind going so I don't really have to focus on what's going on with me, then that's problematic, because the goals may be more of a superficial thing than trying to complete myself as a person.
Okay. Another question that I had as far as the different aspects, as far as like housing, financial, mm-hmm. legal. Do you think that people will have to make changes all the time in one of those aspects, like something like in relationships? I would also look at that as far as like in a way housing, but where someone lives. Like I know someone who is moving all the time, not because of their job, mm-hmm. it's because of they haven't really settled as far as what they want to do, you know. And so she's lived in Atlanta, then she's from Oakland, so then mm-hmm. she moved back there for a few months, and then she came back to Atlanta, then she went to Detroit, and mm-hmm. then, you know, she just keeps moving around and having all these different jobs, but she hasn't really settled anywhere.
Okay.
And you know, I don't know if I'm asking the right question, or hopefully I'm not coming off the wrong way, as far as when I ask her, what do you want to do?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what is, do you have a goal in mind as far as, you know, what you want to do with your career, where you want to live? Like, I'm trying to figure out what's the point of all this moving around, and it doesn't seem like anything's being accomplished.
Right. And so this is not, you said it's not necessarily for a job or anything
right.
like that. Okay. So you are asking her the right question. You're correct in asking her that as a friend or a close associate. Now, let me tell you the direction I would take. So I would ask that as well. Okay, what are you looking for? What are you seeking? And then I would ask this, because I'm very direct. At this point, I would say, okay, well, what are you running from, or what are you trying to run to? Because that's what's going on. It's some kind of unrest there, probably trying to find a level of happiness, not just contentment. And so this person usually, not all of the time, usually, is running from something or is trying to run to something. And sometimes when people are running from something, they might run from a physical place to another physical place, meaning state to state. You know, that the example would be state to state. A lot of times they're trying to run from themselves. I had an associate, well, actually a friend like this. We grew up together. He and I grew up together as kids. And he went to an entirely different state. And basically, he was running from himself. He was running from what was going on at home. But what I tell people is you take yourself with yourself wherever you go. So you're not going to be able to run from whatever issues you think you're running from, particularly if they're internal, it's something that you're doing or going on. So she's trying to find something. She just doesn't know what it is. So she either thinks she's running to it or either running from it.
It's something that I wondered as well. Because it's going back and forth between like the same couple of places.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like she's going in a circle. So I, you know, okay, well, at least I'm not like,
no, you're asking her correctly. It's just in terms of one, with me coming from a therapy position, but a lot of times when I talk to you, it is therapy, but it's not. I'm coming from a realistic place in terms of therapy is realistic, but I'm coming from experience. Let me say it like that. I'm coming from experience. And in my experience has been when people are doing that, they are running. They're either running from or running to. And they don't want to sit still in one place because it's either something hasn't gone right or something has happened that has triggered something else. And they're just like, okay, well, let me go back here. Let me go back there. So this person really, I would probably say, is not sure what they want. I would say that they're not sure what they want. And they probably would have to sit still and think about it. And they may know. But every time they start thinking about it, that's when they start running.
All right.
That's human nature. That's human. I'm not talking about her. That's human nature for most of us. That's human nature.
All right. And I guess the last question I had is with the 10 guidelines, which two do you think are the most closely related to each other? Like one ties mm-hmm. into the other. Which two may have the biggest tie to each other?
I would say, that's hard to say. I would say spirituality. I would say spirituality and actually mental health. I would say spirituality and mental health. Now, I think they're closely related, but someone else may look at this and say, and that's what's great about the goal setting. Somebody else may look at it and say, no, that's not what's closest to me. I'm looking at it not just from a personal perspective, but from if I'm looking at the entire emotional wellness. I feel like wherever your energy comes from, I know where my spirituality comes from. And so for the sake of being politically correct and not offending a lot of people, when we say spirituality, let's just say your energy. So I know where my energy comes from. Okay. Once you know where your energy comes from, you can always go back and reboot. See, when you step away or you start feeling overwhelmed or stressed or anything like that, depressed, you know, you can always go back to that. You can always go back to that energy source. Right. So if my spiritual world is the universe, I say, okay, it's the universe, or I say it's nature. Let's say it's nature. So, you know what? When I start feeling beside myself and uncomfortable, you know what I do? I go back to nature and I meditate, right? So when I go back to that energy source, that helps me mentally to get back in focus because that's clearing the clutter out of my mind, okay? Does that make sense to you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Okay, so thank you for your questions. They were very much appreciated. And I would like to thank everyone else for joining me this morning in the Wellness Enclave. Again, this is Dr. Donna Sewell. If you want this information, feel free to go to my website at www.meenterprises.net. Click on the Wellness Enclave and you'll see goal setting, and it will outline everything, even in terms of how to set the goals, how to put the steps in and everything else. So again, thank you for joining us. I hope you guys have a healthy and happy week. And I am out. And thank you, Greg, very much.
This has been the Wellness Enclave with Dr. Sewell. Join us each Wednesday morning at 7 a.m. on WWWE The Real 1100 AM. We look forward to growing with you.
Thank you for listening to another Old Fashioned Health Network show on The Real 1100.